Some new programs and exhibits support Native art in the region, including a Native Arts Fellowship from the Wyoming Arts Council and a permanent space in Boulder, Colorado's Dairy Arts Center dedicated to Native arts called the Creative Nations Sacred Space. Bruce Cook is a fellow this year and was awarded a Startup Challenge grant from the Wyoming Innovation Partnership to help emerging Native artists become established creative professionals.
We just closed the Homeland Show for the welcoming back of the Arapaho and the Cheyenne to their homelands, and we're going to continue on that theme with bringing emerging artists from the reservation down there to get them a show and professional development.
Cook, who is based on the Wind River Reservation, is a celebrated wood carving artist in the Haida tradition and has been expanding his ledger painting work in the Arapaho tradition. His work will be on display at Scarlow's Art and Coffee in Casper through the end of the month. Cook says there's not a lot of opportunity for Native artists in the area. Business was easier in Seattle, he says, where he was represented by a gallery. But in Wyoming, the road for Native art to be accepted, recognized, and funded has been more difficult.
There's a lot of sales of beadwork within the reservation, but it's not really being seen outside the reservation. As far as the art scene in Wyoming, it's pretty non-existent.
With fellow artist Robert Martinez, Cook co-founded the Northern Arapaho Artist Society, and this was the second year they ran a Native arts market in Jackson. He reminds supporters of arts in the West that Native artists are alive and well creating art. I'm Kathleen Shannon.